And now the WI, which in Benson was formed in 1926. On Wednesday, the 15th of January, our president, Brenda Hallett, welcomed new members to the first meeting of the new year. Subscriptions were renewed and two new members were also welcomed. At the January meeting, members discussed and made their choices on the five resolutions advocated by the National Federation, details of which can be found on the National WI website. These will be passed through to the Federation for a final vote at the annual meeting in the Albert Hall in June. Our January meeting did not include a speaker, but took the form of a social get-together and general catch-up, with nibbles and a glass of Bucks Fizz to welcome in the new year. One of our members, however, entertained us with a very interesting and fun quiz based on missing words in Proverbs. Also, at the January meeting, forthcoming events were discussed, including the Oxford Federation of Women Institute's annual meeting to be held in March in the Town Hall, Oxford, with Lady J of ULM and the BBC presenter Tom Heap as speakers. This is a member-only meeting, and some of our members will be going to represent Benson WI. Our own local outings organiser offered plans for later this year to see Riverdance, Guys and Dolls and Swan Lake on live streaming at the Corn Exchange in Wallingford. During January, three of our members attended the funeral of the late Pat Eads of Harpsden WI at Bix Church. In September last year, she visited Benson and gave a lovely talk on her time in the WI. Pat has been a valued friend to Benson WI in her role as training advisor, and her advice and guidance will be sorely missed. Benson WI's next meeting will be our annual meeting taking place on Wednesday the 18th of March. During this meeting, members will be able to reminisce on the year gone by, elect their committee and discuss the programme for the coming year. This year, Benson WI will be in its 94th year, having started in 1926. The Benson WI welcomes visitors. You're welcome to contact us or via the president on 01491 838 584. And that was written by the secretary, who is Sue Brown.